The state's previous transparency portal earned Indiana the title of most transparent state government site by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, a consumer watchdog organization. Indiana Chief Information Officer Paul Baltzell says the new website brings together information on the financial health of the state from a variety of different sources and tracks the governor's primary goals, what he calls his roadmap. He says the site also allows Hoosiers to follow the performance of state agencies in a user-friendly way through what's called key performance indicators.
You're going to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. So if there is a performance area that we're missing, we obviously, as an agency, should dig deeper, right, as to what's causing that problem. But we want to be transparent and kind of show where we're at. So all the KPIs we're measured on will be published up there.
But Bloomington Democratic Representative Matt Pierce says the problem is that while the state does well at the basics of transparency, digging deeper is still an issue. He says the legislature needs to step up its oversight.
Because I think every administration, you know, would like to be able to operate in a way where they're not having every single thing they do scrutinized. But in reality, that's how you get the best government, is you need to have everybody in there seeing exactly what you're doing.
Pierce notes that Republicans in the legislature have rebuffed attempts to create more transparency with NDOT land purchases and Indiana Economic Development Corporation job commitment deals. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.